Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I said in the first hour that I was a little bit underslept today because my smoke alarms kept weirdly going off in the middle of the night last night, which is a thing that they had done before. You know, I wake up, you wake up and you freak out, and then there's no fire. And so you're like, okay, well, there's nothing on fire, but this alarm is still going off. It's very loud. I know my neighbors can hear it. They're probably somewhat concerned that my house is on fire. Someone texted in, and I didn't think it could get worse, Coleman, but here's the theory. Text says, Ian, sometimes those smoke detectors have spiders that go in it. That makes them go off. So the best thing to do is use a vacuum cleaner, try and vacuum it, or screw it and take it outside and hit it a couple times. Happy Halloween, LOL.
Okay, I'm not an insectologist.
Okay,
nor either. Am I a fire marshal.
Okay.
I don't see how a spider can set off a smoke. Is it because the battery is hot and then, like, when the spider goes into the detector, it starts to melt and that causes the smoke within it? I don't see the connection between how a spider can set off a smoke alarm.
I don't know, but you know what's remarkable is this is not the only person that texted in something like this. A couple people said, yeah, take it out, vacuum it, run your little vacuum nozzle on the smoke detector so whatever's in there, maybe it's a spider or something else. But I was like, I thought I just had dysfunctional smoke detectors, but I guess I got enough spiders crawling around on the ceiling going in there and burning up, and that's whack.
Yeah, you
know, I'm not going to tell Julia that. She's going to freak out.
Yeah, luckily she's not. Well, I don't know. But it kind of reminds me of yesterday when Chris Miller said, does AI know the difference between a gun and a potato chip bag? Like, you would think that the smoke detector would know the difference between a spider and a plume of fume of smoke, right?
If I wanted a spider detector, I would have gotten one. You know, go to Home Depot, pick up a spider detector on aisle 5. A couple texts here. I'm going to get to those calls in just a second, guys. Just hang on. Really, just literally a couple moments. Text says, if gerrymandering is wrong here, I'm assuming it's also wrong in states such as Massachusetts, Illinois, California, etc. Yeah. You got it, my guy. Like, I don't know how many different ways I can say it over the course of a long period of time. Like, gerrymandering is wrong. But, you know, here we are. There's only one party that's really done anything meaningful to try to stop gerrymandering, and that was the Democrats. So we might not have gerrymandering right now, but there something got in the way. I can't quite put my finger on it.
You know, I think that's the flaw with, like, whataboutism arguments, because it, I guess by doing a whataboutism, they assume that you're supposed to change your stance. Like, hey, you said this, but what about? Then they go to the other side and try to make an example of why you should change your mind because the other side also did this. But using a whataboutism shouldn't change how you actually feel about a particular issue or stance, no matter where the flaw sits.
You're exactly right. It's both-siderism is everywhere, and it's kind of right underneath the surface, and it ruins a lot of really interesting conversations because people will redirect you away from what you're talking about to insist that you take a position that you don't want to take in order to undercut your original argument. It's not a good way to communicate about politics or anything else. Text says, Mr. Ian, Louisiana is about to pay out a lot of money to Coach Kelly to be unemployed. Do you have any idea of how the workers of Smitty's and Roseland are doing after their jobs were eliminated? Off the top of the dome, I do not know how the workers of Smitty's and Roseland are doing after their jobs were eliminated. I hope that Smitty's is doing right by them. I don't know what options are available to them in terms of, you know, staying on or furloughing or moving to a different part of the company that's not at that facility. I have no idea. But if you're listening and you know how the workers of Smitty's and Roseland are doing, give me a call. Shoot me a text and let us know. I'm curious about that myself. Last one. Here's a text that says, I'm glad Cassidy had the integrity to vote to convict Trump on the impeachment charges. Unfortunately, I think the next senator will be a hardline right candidate like Fleming, a founder of the Tea Party movement that is against the Affordable Care Act. The forest was shrinking and the trees kept voting for the axe. Well put. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Ian.
And to you as well.
I wanted to speak to Professor Hogan while he was on, but he pretty much clarified the things that I thought about, you know, as far as what our country's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a black person here in the city, you know, it seemed as though if these things that the Supreme Court says is not legal and they have to redo the state, it seems as though, you know, we're going back to the 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
when a lot of non-whites didn't have representation, you know, not only in the country itself, but in the state also.
Mm-hmm.
But look, the real reason that I called was about our governor. Man, and I guess it was just so appropriate that professor was from LSU, because, you know, the governor's proposing a statue of this guy Kirk. As a black person or a non-white here in the state, you know, the thing that he espoused about black people and some of the things that he talked about with, you know, the difficulties of people wanting to be equal here in this country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something that I don't think a lot of people, and I don't know, maybe some of the college campuses that he went to was agreeing with a lot of things that he talked about, but a lot of the things that he espoused, I don't think anybody at LSU would be, you know, inclined to put a statue up for this guy. And I was just appalled that this man even made that suggestion. And I could understand why his approval rating has dropped, because he's doing things, man, that we didn't think any governor was going to be doing. Of course, I guess he's following the president, because nobody thought the president would be able to do some of the things that he's doing.
Yeah,
but anyway,
very much peas in a pod.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to get your comments on that, and I'll hang up and listen, okay?
Sure. Raymond, thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate you being a part of the show. I don't think LSU should put up a Charlie Kirk statue. I was really sad to see Charlie Kirk killed. I think that was a bad thing for the country. That was a traumatic thing for all of us. You won't catch me ever, ever defending what happened to Charlie Kirk, even though I didn't terribly like Charlie Kirk. If a university, and that, what does that even mean? Like the university president or the university system president or the governor or the boosters or the staff or the faculty or the students, if they decide that they want to memorialize Charlie Kirk somehow, because I don't, did he speak on that campus? We know he spoke at LSU. We know there's a Turning Point chapter at LSU. If they want to put up a plaque, okay. I think that's okay. You know, we remember Charlie Kirk. We're sad that he was assassinated. I think that's appropriate. A statue's kind of something a little bit different. I don't think, for the same reasons that Raymond just outlined, I don't think you really want to memorialize somebody that is really quite on record saying just some pretty awful things about varying different groups of people in this country. I think that we have to aim higher than that. We have to be better than that. And I'm terribly sorry for the MAGA movement and for the Republican Party, to whom Charlie Kirk meant a great deal. Not impossible to think that he would run for president as soon as he was old enough and win. It was a major force in making the Republican Party into what it is today. So I can appreciate that they miss him and that they would like to honor him. I don't think a statue in a university setting is the way to do it. Let's go to Paul in Michigan. Paul, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian. Look, smoke or a spider or anything can get into there and block that. It's a camera eye. And if anything blocks what it's looking at, it goes off. So
okay.
The spider thing.
Okay.
So the tearing down of the entire east wing.
Yes.
It has to do with the bunker that's underneath the east wing.
I heard about the bunker. Tell me more.
No, it's where Dick Cheney was brought to safety during 9/11 when Bush was taken to the Air Force Base in Freeport. And I'm really not even comfortable talking about this, but I honestly believe that he intends on updating and fortifying the bunker. And the main reason that he wants to do that is I don't believe he plans on leaving the White House at the end of his term. And this will be a place where he'll be allowed to be secure and direct his minions. I hope I am wrong.
Wow. I hope you're wrong, too, Paul. That's pretty dark, man. I thought when you mentioned the bunker, you know, because I've heard that there's some sort of bunker underneath that part of the White House grounds, you know, like you said, where Dick Cheney went. But I didn't make the jump to think like, oh, he's not just building a ballroom. He's renovating the bunker so that he can stay in there while the mob with pitchforks comes after him because he stayed in office for a third term. That's buck wild.
Yeah, he's not so willing to worry about the mob. He's worried about being taken out of power.
Yeah.
The ballroom would not cost anywhere near $300 million. If you add in the bunker, because the bunker's designed to run the government, you know, so there's everything down in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I hope to God I'm wrong.
I hope so too, Paul. I guess we'll all find out at the same time, won't we? Thanks for listening, Michigan, man. Appreciate you so much. Let's go to Raymond in Chalmette. Raymond, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just curious why I'm not hearing any talk about Letitia James. Is that, you know, that's the way she really went after Trump and stuff, of all these criminal activities that she accused Trump of. Mm-hmm. And then here she is being indicted. Why are we not talking about her activity?
Well, we did talk about it on Friday, Raymond, when she was in court and she pled not guilty.
I apologize. I missed it.
No, that's okay. No, not at all. You don't have to apologize. I know not everybody can listen to every hour of every show, but honestly, Raymond, I don't know what else there is to say about it. Like, she pled guilty and the trial will continue apace. If there's a new development or something else newsworthy about it, you know, we'll break in, but there's just not very much new to say about it right now, I don't think.
Okay, like I said, I hate to apologize again, but
it's okay,
I didn't hear anything Friday.
It's all good. It's all good.
I haven't heard anything. That's why I was calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, thanks, Raymond. Appreciate you listening. Coleman, let's step away and then come back and do the news bomb in a bit. If you want to react to anything that I have said or that a listener said, get in touch. The Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. I am stacking up a lot of great texts. I'll get to those as quickly as I can. And I do want to remind you once more, I am soliciting your ghost stories, your spooky stories. If we were all sitting around a campfire right now trading ghost stories, what story would you want to tell? Write it up, type it all up, and email it to me. wwlspooky@gmail.com. That's wwlspooky. wwlspooky@gmail.com. We'll read those stories on the air tomorrow afternoon as part of our little Halloween special. Everybody likes that, backed by popular demand. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Scoot. Be right back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't get to play Rob Zombie all the time, but around Halloween, I definitely sneak it in there. Here's a text that says, as a moderate Republican, I think the governor's ridiculous. Putting a statue of Charlie Kirk up at LSU, Charlie Kirk has no relation to LSU or Louisiana. I guess I'd be pretty curious to walk around LSU's campus and see, like, what kind of other statues you guys got up around here? Is it like civil rights leaders? Is it Shaq? Is it other important university people or politicians? I don't know. What do you guys got on campus around here? I none are really jumping to mind. But yeah, then kind of zoom out and think, like, how does Charlie Kirk fit in here? Just because he spoke here once or twice, and there's people on this campus that liked what he had to say, I don't know if that means he gets a statue. Here's another text that says, if they put any kind of Charlie Kirk statue at LSU, they better be ready to have a football and basketball team with no black players because their parents will pull them out of that school. There are too many schools you can go to besides LSU. Yeah, I can't begin to imagine what I would think if I was a black parent with a black child who was thinking about going to LSU and I saw that they put up a statue to Charlie Kirk. It's pretty uncomfortable.
You know what, Ian? I know I'm black, but I never, considered Charlie Kirk to be overtly racist against black people. I understand if you take some of his comments
right,
and you, like, chop them up and you put them in sound bites, that it comes across as racist. But when you take everything in context, I kind of get some of the stuff he was saying, whether I disagreed or not. But with that being said, I would be against Charlie Kirk's statue on LSU, not because of the racial thing, not because, oh, I'm black and I don't want Charlie Kirk's statue. It's more of he doesn't have any real true connections. I would much rather see, like, an Olivia Dunn statue or Angel Reese statue,
there,
like,
you
something
go,
like that's actually connected to LSU. It has nothing to do with his race or his politics. It just doesn't fit the LSU brand, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. Put up a Charlie Kirk statue anywhere else, but why does it have to be?
Yeah, where did Charlie Kirk go to school? That would be the first place. Like, if you're going to have a Charlie Kirk statue,
I don't think he did go to college at all, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, or maybe the first school he actually spoke at to get his little thing going, something like that, that's actually meaningful.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and look, to your point about his comments, we did see in the days and weeks following his assassination, a lot of people kind of selectively pulling up comments that he had made, some of which were a little bit more impactful than other. But when you get to a point where you're saying stuff like Ketanji Brown Jackson, Michelle Obama don't have the brain processing power to do their jobs because they are black. The color of their skin dictates that they are not smart enough to do those jobs, and so they had to steal them from a white person. I mean, that's about as racist as it gets, man. And with a lot of these guys, like, I don't know what's in their heart. I don't buy that argument at all. Like, you are what you say. You use your word in the direction of truth and power and love. And if you use your word in a way that makes people think you're a racist, it is your responsibility to straighten them out, because it sounds just like you're a racist. Here's one more text that says, why did the last buffoon on there have to be a black man in Louisiana? It's just a man in Louisiana. That's the whole problem with separation. We want something because I'm a black man. I don't care what kind of man you are. Pay your taxes. Well, listen, man, when a black person says, as a black person, I feel this way about something, that's not them separating themselves from you. That's just them being honest about how their race affects their experience and the way that they move through this world. And ignoring that and pretending that those differences don't exist, that does not make things better. That does not make things equal. It makes them worse. If you, texter, really want this sort of like post-racial utopia, the way to get there is not by ignoring when black people say what their experiences is. You need to listen to them and you need to try to understand. I think your heart's in the right place, but you might enjoy taking a different route to get there. Coleman, let's light it up. It's the 2 o'clock news bomb. Right now, Republicans are grappling with voter frustration over rising health care premiums.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. Republicans say they want a broader overhaul of the health care system. Johnson says,
it's because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
However, no clear plan has yet been presented in writing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mike Johnson is right. He is 100% correct about this. Republicans do have good ideas to fix the healthcare system. They really do. One idea that I can think of that was actually, it was developed by the Right Wing Heritage Foundation. You remember them. They're the same people that brought us Project 2025. And the Heritage Foundation's idea to fix the healthcare system was to create a private insurance marketplace where people could buy coverage through subsidized exchanges and then require everyone to have insurance to keep the cost down and then expand Medicaid for those who couldn't afford it. That's the Republican plan to fix American healthcare. If it sounds familiar, it's because that is exactly what Barack Obama and the Democrats put into the Affordable Care Act. I'll say it again for the people in the back. Obamacare is a fundamentally Republican idea developed by a Republican think tank and first put into practice by a Republican governor. Republicans have spent a decade trying to repeal their own idea. It's like burning down your house because you don't like the paint color. It's like buying a car for your teenager and then spending 10 years trying to sue them for driving it. It's crazy making. I can't believe this still needs to be explained. The reviews are in. Hurricane Melissa has arrived in Jamaica and audiences hate it.
In Jamaica, 175 mile per hour winds are forecast as Hurricane Melissa bears down. Roads are flooding. Rain is falling. Surf is churning. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the devastation will be dire.
There is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5.
A Cat 5 is the highest hurricane there is, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
This is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening situation for the island of Jamaica, as that eyewall brings those major hurricane Category 5 force winds.
He says expect total structure failure.
You know, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, just complete devastation. Some of these communities could be cut off from communications and have no power for weeks.
Kelly says what makes it worse is how slow the hurricane is moving, meaning it will stay over Jamaica longer. I'm Julie Walker.
Meteorologists say Hurricane Melissa, quote, rapidly intensified overnight and is taking a, quote, confusing and meandering path, Well, sure, Melissa, we've all been there. It sounds a little bit like my bachelor party. The United States has carried out more strikes against suspected drug-running boats.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military carried out 3 strikes against boats in the Eastern Pacific, killing 14 people. In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. 2 boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the 4 boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Now, the good news is that the message is clear. If you are a narco-terrorist loading drugs onto a boat near Venezuela, you might need to be adding naval strike vulnerability to your business model, and that's hopeful for deterrence. Legal scholars say that the kills may be extrajudicial. Military types say, hey, we're at war. This is just how it goes. In other words, it's just another day on Trump TV. The rule book is still catching up to the ratings. President Trump has been in Tokyo meeting with new Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. And yeah, the trucks are there, front and center.
Takaichi, the first woman to lead Japan, is working to establish a rapport with Trump and steady a rocky trade relationship. She presented him with gold-covered golf balls and ordered a Ford F-150 placed outside the palace where they meet. Trump is keen to have more U.S. autos in Japan's market. Takaichi has also played up her ties with former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who Trump considered a friend. Abe, a staunch conservative and foreign policy hawk, was assassinated in 2022. Trump met with his widow Tuesday night. The U.S. leader travels to South Korea tomorrow for an Asian economic summit.
Trump said that the visit with Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi was proof that America and Japan are best friends. Somewhere in the background, Canada quietly texted, wow, okay, so I guess it's like that, huh? President Trump's lawyers are asking a New York appeals court to toss out his conviction in the old porn star hush money cover-up case.
Julie Walker, New York. President Trump's lawyers want a New York State appeals court to toss out his hush money criminal conviction. The lawyers say federal law preempts state law, and there was no intent to commit a crime. The attorneys filed their written argument with the New York Supreme Court's Appellate Division, First Department, late Monday. In June, the lawyers asked a federal appeals court to move the case to federal court, where the Republican president can challenge the conviction on presidential immunity grounds. Trump was convicted in May of 2024 on 34 felony counts, alleging that he falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The case was brought by the Manhattan District Attorney. Julie Walker, New York.
Now, legal analysts say that overturning this conviction is a long shot, but if anybody knows how to stretch a long shot into a sure thing, it's this guy. Trump says the case is politically motivated. In fairness, it did start when he was trying to motivate someone to his political advantage with money. So, you know, apparently, I didn't mean to get caught and I didn't think anyone would notice it was a crime is now a reliable legal strategy. That's it for the News Bomb today. Let's go ahead and take a break here, Coleman. When we come back, we'll get to James, Jerry, and everybody else holding on the Okun Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. You want to react to anything you just heard? Get in touch. Talk about Charlie Kirk. We could talk about Bill Cassidy. We could talk about Donald Trump. Anything else you like? What? What did I just say? Oh, man. Thank you. Stupid. All right. Let's take a break. I'll be right back after this. I want to remind you, I am taking your ghost stories. I want you to email me your ghost stories. Type them up, write them out, send them to me at wwlspooky@gmail.com. That is S-P-O-O-K-Y, wwlspooky@gmail.com. I'll read those ghost stories on the air tomorrow in the 3 o'clock answer, in a 3 o'clock hour, rather. This 3 o'clock hour coming up, we're going to be talking to a Harvard astrophysicist. His name is Avi Loeb. We're going to be talking about 3i Atlas. 3i Atlas is a strange comet that is doing some pretty uncomet-like stuff. It's slowing down. It's speeding up. It's changing direction. It's off-gassing a nickel alloy that doesn't naturally occur in nature or in outer space or anywhere. It's only on our radar as a result of human manufacturing processes. So it's very weird that the comet is giving off that specific nickel alloy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Scientists are really curious about this, and they're running out of time to figure out why it's so strange. Don't miss that conversation coming up at 3:20 with Harvard University astrophysicist Avi Loeb. But right now, we're going to turn our attention back to the Oaken Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, let's get to James in Metairie. James, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Well, hey, Ian, good afternoon to you. Always enjoy hearing you on the air.
Thanks, bud.
Now, for some ultimate irony, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. For one thing, Charlie Kirk did not speak ever at LSU. He was scheduled to speak, I guess it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But he was killed, unfortunately. But he never spoke on LSU, the campus, or anything close to that.
I was mistaken about that. Thank you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Here's some irony. Who? Rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
The expression war is hell. Who gave us that?
The expression
answer?
War is hell. Go ahead. Who told us?
William Tecumseh Sherman.
Uh-huh.
A brilliant.
Right.
Military general led Union forces to kill and destroy enemy forces in the United States, namely in the South. I'm sorry, I'm an Army veteran. I support the United States Army, not the enemy Confederate Army.
Right.
Now, in addition to being a general, a brilliant man, William Tecumseh Sherman, before he retired from the military, did his 20 years or whatever it was, guess who was the superintendent of the school in the state of Louisiana named, it was called the Louisiana State Seminary of Learning. Guess who was who was the president or the superintendent of that school? William Tecumseh Sherman.
Really?
That school, which was, you know, in Pineville at the time, that's near the Red River near Alexandria, that school ultimately became, drumroll please, Louisiana State University.
Yeah.
William Tecumseh Sherman was the first, you could say, crazy, de facto president of LSU.
That is so
and
crazy.
Guess who has no building named after him on the LSU campus?
Yeah, I'm not surprised
William
about that.
William Tecumseh Sherman. Guess who has no statue or a plaque on the LSU campus? William
Tecumseh Sherman.
LSU's first president. And they want to put up a statue to a white Christian nationalist on the LSU campus who never even set foot on the campus to speak?
Yes, they do.
That's the craziness of some of the things we do here in Louisiana, like, you know, one guy trying to buy out the $54 million payout to the football coach.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, the city is starving money, and the governor's telling the bond commission, don't give them the money so that they can make payroll. So there's my little irony of the day.
That is
first president of the university, nothing. A guy who never set foot on the campus, they want to put up a statue. It's wrong.
Wow. Thank you, James. Always appreciate hearing from you. I'll be surprised to see if this actually happens, because Governor Landry is not the first governor to suggest this. State universities all over the country are having to face some of these issues where, you know, the governor, the legislator, or somebody comes to, oh, we're going to change this to Charlie Kirk Memorial Drive, or we're going to put up a Charlie Kirk statue or a Charlie Kirk dining hall or something like that. I don't know. A lot of those actually are kind of getting to the moment where the rubber meets the road, and then they're not happening, because I think people say, oh, it's an interesting thought exercise, but optically, universities do not want to deal with a headache like that. Let's go to Jerry in Metairie. Jerry, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Hey, Jerry, can you? Hey, there you are, bud. You're on the air.
Listen, I want to talk fast. I got a lot to say, but what prompted me to call right before the break that was mentioned about why to go after Trump and prosecute somebody. I don't know who it was, but let me just say a couple of things. You know, when people kept saying they weaponized the department and persecuting Trump, okay? You know what? The mistake the administration made was that they took forever to make sure they had things right, all right? That's the only one. Now, you want to talk about weaponize, and Trump said it. He's going after people on TV that can't take a joke, and they had the audacity to say, you know, I can go on and on. And you know what? What, you know, first day, he's going to get unemployment down. He's going to help his base voters, all right? Now, farmers in the West are probably one of his big ones. You know how he's helped them? His antiquated tariffs to China. The biggest sales of all the farmers in the United States is soybeans. Mm-hmm. They make billions, all right? Guess what? Trump and his rocket science, 100% tariff. Guess what China did? They ain't importing it. The farmers now, they've gone from billions to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how he takes it. And Trump, even Trump is squealing. He runs to China because, if people got to wake up. He, you know, with Venezuela, typical bully. He picks on, you know, our military, one ship can wipe Venezuela out. But he keeps telling, oh, we're going to do this with Russia, and he doesn't do anything. Classic Trump, you know. And here now, finally, when Russia now has nuclear-powered rockets that it wipes all out, now he decides to put tariffs. America better wake up to this before we all nuke them, before we speak in Chinese. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a person that makes opinions on facts and truth. And just to give you an example, and I'll let you go. You know, all of this Republican trickle down economics, you know what's trickling down. You know when the two biggest deficits in this country were under Republican, mm-hmm. Reagan and Trump. Mm-hmm. You know when the last balanced budget was? A Democrat, Clinton.
I remember.
You know when the last time this country prospered in the 60s? When we had the biggest middle class, we had high unions. I don't care what you call them. Go back and look at the facts. And all these people, you know, are we going to round up the immigrants and it's going to help American jobs? Even though Trump tries to fudge the records, the last two quarters unemployment's going up, inflation. So don't believe me, you know. And these people, like the guy that called before, are still, you want to talk about suckers, they suckers. So thank you.
Jerry, thanks for your comments. Look, I do want to go back to something you said about how, you know, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. You're in great company here, man. And look, Democrats and Republicans are welcome on this program. They are welcome on this station, of course. But what I insist on is whether you are left, right, or center, you know, if we're going to get along here, you got to be part of the reality-based community, man. You know, you got to understand that facts exist and they're real, and that they come from evidence. They come from science. They come from things that we can touch and feel and understand. If you're in the part of the group that says, well, facts just come from what feels good or what doesn't make me itchy, I think you will struggle. I think you will struggle in this world. And I wish you the best. You know, give me a call. Shoot me a text. Let's talk it out. I got some more calls to get to. We're going to have to wait until after the news. If you guys are on hold, please stay there. 504-260-1870 is the number. We got Avi Loeb coming up at 3:20 to talk about 3i Atlas. That's going to be awesome. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. I want you to send me your ghost stories. I want you to write them up, type them out, and email them to wwlspooky@gmail.com. Again, that is wwlspooky@gmail.com. We'll do our little spooky story hour tomorrow afternoon. That'll be good, clean fun. Lots of great reporting on our website right now. There's so much going on in the world of sports. You really need to go over to WWL.com. We got all the news you need about the firing of Brian Kelly and Joe Sloan, the search for a new head coach. And today, the Saints announced Tyler Shuck is going to be starting for the Black and Gold on Sunday. Jeff Nowak broke that news today on Newell's show. Keep it locked on WWL for the latest. It's going to be a busy week for the Saints and for LSU. Even LSU's on a bye week, and we still got a big, busy LSU week. I want to remind you, coming up at 3:20, we're going to be talking about 3i Atlas with an Harvard astrophysicist. That is going to be awesome. Stick around for that. Should be appointment listening. We'll be right back after this. If you're on hold, stay there, and I'll get to you as soon as we get caught up on the news with Ian Ozan. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.